This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Back here on a Thursday, good morning and welcome. Every Thursday we check in with Debbie Bogle from the United Way. Debbie, how are you doing this morning?
I am doing great. And Nick, I'm excited about Coming to America movie that's coming out. I hope it's going to be really funny and excited about that. And on the whole WandaVision thing, I don't understand it. I watched 2 episodes, and I was like, I don't know if I can watch any more of this. So if you tell me it gets better, I might give it a shot.
Oh, it gets infinitely better. You're just scratching the surface.
Well, then I will give it a third, maybe fourth episode, and we'll see what happens.
Debbie, they're 30 minutes long. They're not even 30 minutes long. Like, 8 of that's credits. You can do this. I'm telling you, I have no idea. The finale is tonight, but you get to maybe 5 or 6, Nick. I don't know when it really starts to go off the tracks as far as what you think it started out to be. Yes, absolutely. Just keep
with it. I will give it some more time and see what happens. It was one of those things. I was like, maybe I just don't understand this.
Well, a lot of people had that. I mean, you're not alone. A lot of people had that trying to watch it real time, like watching an episode a week. I waited till they were like 6 or 7, and then I went in and binged them. So it was a little different experience. So keep at it. You'll love it. Tell me what's happening. I'm sorry?
I said I will give it a shot.
Okay, do that. Talk to me about what's going on with United Way this week.
You know, we've been busy. Last week we were able to help facilitate the second shot, vaccine shot for the Salvation Army men's shelter, which was a huge thing to happen because every time one of the men staying there would, need to be quarantined, the whole entire facility would need to be quarantined. And, you know, they can have up to 32 men staying there, living there on a permanent basis. And so it was a lot of money because normally the folks don't stay there during the day. They're out in the community. Some of them are working, looking for other jobs. And so when you have to quarantine them, you have to feed them, additional meals. There's employees required. And so they were quarantined twice over the last year. And so we had talked to the health department and Crossing, who are just fabulous to work with, and let them know, hey, we've got this issue where we're going to have to keep doing this and coming up with more money to quarantine these folks. And is there any way that we can help facilitate getting the vaccine for them? And they jumped right on it. We were able to go out and help assist with that and get folks signed up and help them with the paperwork. And Tanya came out herself and did the vaccines. And, it was a great experience. And we just got done with the second shot. So we were happy to be able to help facilitate that help, so they don't have to keep asking the community for more money to take care of this issue. So that was a huge accomplishment for our community to be able to do that. And a couple other communities have now followed suit with that. So we were excited to be a part of that. We do have the food truck frenzy coming up, and those tickets are going really fast. And so I just want to let everybody know, if you want to be a part of that, get your tickets now. If you miss, so the whole concept is we will have, I believe it's 8 food trucks there, and you will get a ticket to get a sample from each food truck. And once those samples are gone, and we're selling 300 tickets. Once those are gone, you can buy food from those vendors, but it won't be those samples, and it won't be. They'll still be out there. You can still purchase food from them, but the tickets are $10 for adults, $5 for kids, and that gets you a sample from every one of them. It's going to be a great fun event. The food trucks will be throughout the park, so that we're trying to get. It's going to be spring. Days like yesterday and today, where let's get people out and about. We've been cooped up for a year now, and let's go out to the park. And everything will be. We will follow social distancing guidelines and those types of things. But it'll be a great way to get out and support our community in that way.
Sorry, that time I forgot to turn my microphone on. All right. We are really looking forward to spring. I know everyone is. And what you're doing with the Salvation Army, I think lost in this whole pandemic story across, well, probably the globe, but certainly here in the United States, is just how tough the homeless have had this and not being able to get the resources. So I'm thrilled to hear that you guys are doing that. Anything you can do to help?
Yeah, and it is one of those things that's very hard to navigate because – typically, these folks are out in the community. You know, they are, you know, it's very hard to quarantine, you know, just any regular, any person in our community, any family. But then when you have these types of situations where, you know, it's a group of people who, you know, it are out in the community on a daily basis, it becomes quite challenging. And I give kudos to OASIS and the Salvation Army for really doing everything they can to make sure that their patrons are safe and that they're doing everything they can to help them. And it's been a trying year for them, and they've really stepped up to the plate and been able to take care of those folks. And we were just excited to be a part of that and to be able to do that. And, you know, there's so many different areas in our community that have really been challenged as far as how do we take care of people in our community during these times, and they've really stepped up. We also held the Community Foundation and United Way hosted a Zoom conference last week with that any of our nonprofits could attend on how to implement racial equity guidelines into your own nonprofit, because a lot of our nonprofits, they're very small and they don't have marketing people. They don't have, you know, they don't have positions for all of these different things, and really want to make sure that they are doing the things that are necessary, but they may not have the means to do it. And so we were able to offer, you know, those types of services to our nonprofits as well, so that we can help be a part of that change and make sure that they have the resources they need in order to make sure that they're equitable and they have those guidelines in place. And so, you know, some great partnerships in our community. I'm very proud of our community. We work very, very well together. I think everybody's goal is to make sure that our people in our communities are at their best and moving towards a self-sufficient life, even with these crazy things, you know, kind of intercepting those main goals. We've been able to really make some progress.
All right, Debbie, have a great week, and we'll check in with you next Thursday. Debbie Bogle.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.